Hi, Gina. This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate you taking the time to share your story with our prospective new patients. Can you tell me how long have you, well, first of all, let me just start with this. What issues brought you to Dr. Murphree?
Well, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, I believe, 3 years ago, but I had symptoms, previous to that, mm-hmm. and I was getting no help from any of the doctors that I'd seen. I had been to about every specialist that you could think of,
mm-hmm.
and I found Dr. Murphree online.
Oh, okay.
So I gave him a call, and back in August, so I think I've been with him 9 months now.
Wonderful. So before you came with Dr. Murphree, how long had you been sick before you sought him out?
At least 4 years.
Mm-hmm. And before you came to Dr. Murphree, what kind of problems were you having with pain? Were you having problems with pain, sleep, digestion, memory, any of those?
Yes. I've had an issue with fatigue for many years. 20 years back to my 20s. And no doctors could ever pinpoint what my problem was. And then about 4 years ago, I just started having strange aches and pains all over my body.
Mm-hmm.
I could go to sleep at night, mm-hmm. but I would wake up about 2 a.m. I mm-hmm. could not get a full night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And my worst pain was in my back between my shoulder blades.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so how was your digestion? Were you having any digestive issues back then?
I always have. That's always been an issue for me.
Well, like reflux?
Not being regular.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a teenager just having issues with my digestive system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so before you came with him to Dr. Murphree, if zero was the worst that you felt on a scale of, zero to 10, what would you say your level of pain and sleep digestive problems were? What would be a number you would assign to that?
For me, after hearing what some of the other patients have been through, I was not nearly as severe as they were. I would
mm-hmm.
have to say an 8 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Had I not heard of everyone else's experience and realized how bad it could get, I probably mm-hmm. would have said a 10.
Mm-hmm.
When the pain first starts,
is that with zero being the worst or zero being the best?
Oh, zero being the best.
Oh, okay.
Eight being
okay.
the worst. I'm sorry.
Okay.
When the pain first starts,
mm-hmm.
it seems more severe because you're not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then as the years go by, you just get used to the pain. You're used to living with it daily. So then it's hard to put a number on it.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, it's hard to put a number on something that you've been dealing with for a long time. It just starts to feel like that's what's normal for you. So before you came to Dr. Murphree, how was your activity level? Were you able to go about and do things that you wanted to, like go to the store, go to church, go to work? Were you doing any of those things, or had that become impossible or a task?
I've never been inactive. I've always been active.
Mm-hmm.
I I would push myself to go.
Mm-hmm.
I have small children,
mm-hmm.
and I physically, I would have liked to stay home and lay around on the couch, but I just couldn't do that. So I pushed myself to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
even when I didn't feel like it.
It's a bit different sometimes when you know there's that you're their go-to person. You feel
right.
like you don't have a choice. I understand that. Okay, so since you've been seeing Dr. Murphy, what kind of improvements have you seen? What has changed for you?
Well, the first thing he did was get me sleeping through the night.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen immediately with me. It was, you know, trial and error. Mm-hmm. But within 3 months, I was sleeping through the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that made a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer have the shooting pains, the stabbing pains, the achiness, the all-over body pain that I used to feel.
Mm-hmm.
I maybe feel sore to the touch if somebody reaches out and slaps me on the arm or if I get a massage, but
mm-hmm.
that all-over body pain is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
And since January, I've lost 30 pounds.
Wonderful.
So physically, I feel so much better.
That's great. That's great. So how is your energy now compared to then?
Oh, on a scale from 0 to 10, I would say a 9, being the, you know, highest. It's like night and day.
Mm-hmm. Great. And prior to seeing Dr. Murphy, were you having, any kind of short-term memory loss, like forgetfulness or unable to focus, things like that?
Terrible brain fog. Yes.
I even had
long-term memory loss. I had the same PIN number for my debit card for 15 years, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't remember it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, just day-to-day, just trying to keep up with everything was very difficult. I had to have everything written down.
Mm-hmm.
I would be speaking and just couldn't get the words out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking more clearly now.
That's great. That's wonderful. So you said you found Dr. Murphy on the Internet.
Yes.
Were you on Facebook?
A friend of mine was on Facebook and saw where one of her friends had posted something about Dr. Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And so she commented and mentioned my name so that I could see that post.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I started following Dr. Murphy, and I probably watched him and followed him for 2 months before I made the call.
Yeah.
Because I was hesitant. I'd been to every specialist there was.
That's what we hear every single day. Every phone call that comes in, that is the one of the first things they tell us is, you know, I have been to so many doctors. Tell me what he's going to do different. What would you say to someone who says that to you?
You know, that's difficult. But maybe by reading the testimonies and hearing the testimonies,
mm-hmm.
Maybe participating in the conference calls, that they can have more faith and not be as skeptical.
Right.
Maybe, you know, looking at some of the before and after pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to take that leap.
It really is.
You know, you've tried to trust all the doctors in the past, and they just kept letting you down.
Well, you know, I think part of, from not just my experience, but for most of our patients, it's difficult to get a doctor to spend more than 5 or 10 minutes in a room with you. They just, when you start telling them all the things that are wrong with you, they either don't want to hear it, or they already know I can't do anything about those things. And it's not that they're bad people. They just weren't taught how to deal with these kind of symptoms. It's, you know, fibromyalgia is not something they go over. Or in recent years, it may have changed, but I haven't seen any proof of that. But it's just not something they go over. And they don't teach you prevention. In medical school, they're teaching about drugs and which ones do what. And what Dr. Murphy does is all about prevention. And, you know, like I said, they're not bad people. They just don't know. And they went to medical school, and it's embarrassing to say, I don't know, to a patient. So,
right.
Yeah, that's exactly what we hear every day. So
and just treat the symptoms, and even my rheumatologist, who was the one that officially diagnosed me. I mean, she tried to give me Lyrica and Cymbalta and Savella, and I finally took Savella from her. But then it gave me high blood pressure, and you know they were trying to give me blood pressure medicine, and I said no, I'll just wean back off of this.
Yeah, and that's the trouble with the prescriptions is, yeah, they may indeed work for a month or two, but once your body is acclimated to that drug, then it stops working as well, and then you have the side effects of that drug and what that leaves behind for you. So you just need, it's an endless cycle. You just need more to treat more. When if we just get to the root cause of why all this happened to begin with, then all these drugs aren't necessary. So let me ask you this, having known what you know now and as far as you've come with your health, do you feel like that it was worthwhile to make that call and spend the money for his program to get you where you are now and where you know you're headed?
Definitely. You know, when I initially talked to Dr. Murphy and for the initial consultation, and he told me how much it would cost, I told him, I said, well, to be honest with you, my husband's not 100% sure that anything's wrong with me. My husband, you know, he just he
it's
couldn't
not
see
a disease,
anything
is
wrong
it?
With me.
Right.
So he you know. He wasn't sure there's anything wrong with me, and I said, I'm going to have a hard time convincing him,
mm-hmm.
You know, to pay you when he doesn't believe there's anything wrong. But when I went to my husband, he said, Lisa, if it will help you, it's worth 10 times that much.
Yeah.
So
exactly
the answer
right.
is yes, it was well worth the money.
Good, good. Well, I am so happy to hear our patients say that, because I have not heard one yet say, oh, no, this was a huge waste of time. I've never heard anybody say that. So what would you say to others who are considering, who you know, we talked about how it's difficult to make that leap, to make that phone call, and to even after someone talks with Dr. Murphy, and they've decided, you know he can help me, but gosh, I just don't know. They're hesitant, reluctant. What do you say to someone to encourage them to get on with the help they need?
Well, if it's, you know, financial reasons that they're not taking that step, if they would just think about the money and the time that they have spent over the last years trying
mm-hmm.
to find someone that would help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, and then I've actually referred two patients already
mm-hmm.
to one girl who is a friend of a friend. I've never met her face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get to a point where they want help,
mm-hmm.
they just need to have the faith and take that step, because they don't have anything to lose.
Right.
They have everything to gain, but nothing to lose.
Right. And it's like I try to get across the point of, if you just go with Dr. Murphy, follow his advice, do what he tells you to, the road is much shorter now than it has been. Because it
right.
doesn't take, it takes, you know, people can be sick for years, and it's constantly a downward spiral. Things just get worse and worse until they make that decision. I'm gonna let this man help me. I'm gonna do what he says, and I'm gonna, you know, the road is so much shorter, because it may still take 3 to 6 to 9 months, but that is so much shorter a period of time than they have already spent being sick and wasting money.
Right.
It is just a little ways down the road, and they have their life back. And it won't always be 100% right away, but when you know what the right things to do are, it can just get better and better. And then when you have a relapse of chronic stress, then you know what to do about it. It's not like, well, here goes my stress. I'm just doomed to be this. No, you're not doomed. We've taught you what to do. So it's a learning experience, and it is a lifestyle change, but it's an easy one to make once you know what to do. It's hard to decide you're going to do something if you don't know where that's headed, but Dr. Murphy knows, because we've seen it time and time and time and time again. When you get your it comes back. And it's easy.
You know, they just have to be willing to help themselves.
That's exactly right.
To make that commitment to help themselves. Mm-hmm.
And he can tell you all day long what to do, but if you don't do it, it doesn't help.
Right.
But when you follow his advice, you get there. Absolutely.
And that's one of the things he told me when he called me for the consultation. He said, I can help you, but you have to do what I tell you to do.
Right.
And, you know, some people are willing to do that and some people are not.
But if you won't help,
it's there for you.
Right. And that's the very reason we tell people, you know, Dr. Murphy can help you. If he couldn't help you, he wouldn't tell you, hey, I know I can help you. He doesn't take every case that he sees. He doesn't, if he knows there's nothing he can do for you, it's not always because people assume it's because he doesn't know how to help. It's because from talking with a person and seeing their history, he knows on the phone. He can tell in 5 minutes, is this person going to be compliant? Or are they really interested in getting well? Or are they just, you know, reaching out, grasping at straws, but then they're doing nothing, you know, that he asked. You know, if they're not compliant, and that is the big key, they have to comply with the things that he asked them to do. And none of it is going to be magic, like the next day, I'm healed. It all takes time, but it doesn't take as long as it did to get in the condition they're in now. So I appreciate you sharing your testimony with us today, Lisa. It's such a pleasure to hear that someone is getting where they wanted to be and getting back their life and learning the right way to maintain their health. That is so rewarding to hear a good testimonial like that. So thank you for sharing that with us. I know it'll be a great benefit to our to people that are listening and want to make that life change and get their life back together. But I appreciate you sharing that. Thanks, honey. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.